a.m. on February 24th, 2011. It's a Thursday morning. I'm heading to work, and I was actually hoping work was going to be called off today. It snowed a good couple inches here in Portland area, and sure enough, my girlfriend got the day off, but I didn't. So actually, I had to drive from Sherwood to spend the night at my sister's house, and basically working my way towards work right now. But it's pretty funny story last night. My sister and my girlfriend went out to Bunko and played some Bunko with friends, and they have a little group they get together and play Bunko, and so this was their night to do it. So they played last night and came home and got home around midnight or so, and I figured, you know, they'd be crashing pretty soon. I know my girlfriend in particular had to work early. She did have to work, and I guess she was banking on not having to work because she stayed up. But my sister and I started chit-chatting, and the topic of schooling came up. So I went ahead and decided to test out some of the things basically I just mentioned in the last podcast about schooling, and didn't get in too in-depth with it, really. My sister just kind of mentioned how, you know, she's worried about the internet, and of course, her daughter, who's 7 now, and how crazy the internet's going to be in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years even. And so we're just talking about that, and like I said, I kind of went over some of the school sucks project kind of claims about schooling, and just open up your mind to different ideas, I should say, about how to educate children differently than what they do now. And one of the big things that we got on was that people learn in different ways. And my sister, I think what really set it all off was my sister mentioned one point that she thinks it's kind of cheating to get an online degree where you don't have to go into a class and, you know, learn from normal instruction and stuff. And so, of course, not leaving that alone, I decided, hey, let's talk about that. So I started mentioning to her about how different people learn different ways, and so I think it is actually kind of wrong to force everybody to learn the same way. And of course, with college, you see online classes popping up all over the place, so they're definitely getting with the program and branching out. And I thought it was kind of funny because I've heard a couple of schools around the nation, I can't remember where exactly, but I remember a couple of schools had announced that if they have snow days, for instance, or days that for whatever reason, I mean, snow is really the only big reason they canceled school. But if they have a snow day, for instance, then they'll actually require students to log on online at home and basically do education online at home. And I thought that was kind of funny because here you can kind of get a glimpse of where education should be heading. And not to say that everybody should be online either. I mean, there's definitely people who need to sit down with an instructor and learn, and there's people who can pick things up just fine and you know, learn at home on the computer. So I think it's interesting, though, that they actually open up this opportunity or this option of learning at home, and I'm kind of curious what will happen if there's enough snow days that people start to realize, hey, you know, my kid actually does a lot better at home than he does in school, and so a parent might try to get out of the school system and just teach him at home. But anyway, so Lisa and I were kind of going back and forth, and it's, you know, she was a little tipsy still from the evening, so it was kind of frustrating because at the same time, I don't even remember what she's going to remember today, and, you know, it's always funny arguing with somebody who's not a complete sober mind because, you know, they'll say something and you're just like, is that you or is that the dude talking? So you don't really know until you ask them again when they're sober. But like I said, though, I mean, she said she agreed that, yeah, people learn in different ways, but she kept going to the fact that, you know, people shouldn't just be allowed to get online degrees. And you know, I'm of the opposite mind. I think people should be allowed to get a degree however they want. You know, I mean, if you can master the subject, doesn't matter if you read a book at home, doesn't matter if you go to lectures, it doesn't matter if you go online, or doesn't matter if you do all of the above, if that's what it takes, then that's what it takes, you know. So ultimately, it just kind of comes down to, did you really learn the information? I think the difficult thing is, you know, some people that talk about getting ready to test in school and stuff like that, well, there does get to be a certain point where you have to, you know, you do have to separate, you know, those who learn the subject and those who haven't. And I think, you know, when it comes to, especially for college work, you know, when it comes to that, you have to just be able to say, yes, I do have a degree because I was able to pass these tests or at least able to do certain things that prove that I know what I'm talking about. And, of course, anybody with a degree or a diploma will know, can tell you that it's really just a piece of paper when a push comes to shove. I mean, there's things I remember in school where I would, you know, you don't really master the subject per se, you just master the test. And that's exactly what I did all through high school and college. One thing I didn't mention last time on the on my podcast, but I'm one of those, I think I'd be considered a rare exception where, maybe I'm the rule, I don't know. But I'm definitely of the mind that I went through school, I did just fine in school. Maybe this is the majority of people, I'm not sure, but I did just fine through school. You know, I mean, actually I had good grades, you know, got mostly A's in high school and mostly A's and B's in college. And I wouldn't say necessarily that I was technically smarter than everybody else. It was just I learned how to test the test, you know, and that's something I picked up early and was able to utilize, is that you figure out what's going to be on the test and you just learn according to that. And Lisa, you know, among others, might claim that that's wrong, just like, you know, online education might be. You know, they might say, well, that's not fair, you know, to other people. But ultimately, that's what it comes down to. If your grade depends on the test, then it really doesn't matter all the fluff work if it all just comes down to the test. And actually, somebody in the Libertarian Meetup group was mentioning the same thing, that his daughter is in high school, and the particular school she goes to, they have a rule, basically, that it only matters what you learn at the end of the year. So it doesn't matter if you flunk all these tests throughout the year or throughout the quarter or whatever they're, you know, basing it on. All that matters is at the very end, if they test you, if you get it right, that's all that they really care about. And there is a little moral hazard with that, I believe, where people might think, okay, well, I can slack off all I want and just ace the test. Well, when push comes to shove, most likely if you're slacking off throughout the year, the test is going to be very difficult to pass. It's quite possible, of course, that if you already know the subject and you're ready to ace the test, then it doesn't matter if you do the homework assignments and all that. But for the majority of people, I think, if they slack off the whole year, then when push comes to shove, when test time comes, then they're probably going to not do so well on the test either. But, you know, that brings up my point, though, is ultimately what matters is that piece of paper that says you passed high school, you passed college, or whatever, and it doesn't matter if you get, you know, the old adage, what do you call a doctor who got C's through medical school, or what do you call somebody who, I just wrote it, what do you call somebody who gets C's through medical school? And people think about it, like, I don't know, C's, you know, what do you call them, doctor? I mean, if they pass, they pass. It doesn't matter if it's straight A's or straight C's, you know, the person still is a medical doctor. So, it's kind of scary when you think about that, but the point I'm making is it doesn't matter how you do really in school. If you get a 3.0 in high school and you get your diploma, well, you're just as good as anybody that got a 2.5 or anybody that got a 4.0, because you just have a diploma that says you passed. So when push comes to shove, it ultimately is a pass-fail system. You know, you either passed or you didn't, and I'm not saying that I'm for or against that necessarily. I'm just saying that's how it is. And so when that's the situation, in my case, for instance, just test the test. You realize what's most important here. What do I need to master? And once you get it mastered, you basically learn according to the test and learning according to what you need to know. And very much everything I'd say I learned in high school and college was all my short-term memory. And I didn't get into it last night with Lisa, but especially because I knew she wasn't completely sober, so it's kind of difficult to ask a tipsy person this, but What do you actually remember when you graduated high school? What can you look back and say is what I actually learned? Well, through your middle, you know, through generic public education, you can say you learned how to read and write, you learned how to do math. Those are all very important things. But those are also things that don't take 12 years of your life. You know, I mean, I could master, in the amount of time it took me to master English that way, I could have mastered 3 or 4 subjects, you know, in any other language. So it's not just that I had to learn the information. It's that I learned the information, but the actual information that I can look back and say I remembered and that I learned, it's very little. I mean, when you think about it, you got reading, you got writing, you got math, you got, you know, very few subjects that were really of substance. You know, yeah, we probably took a biology class, an economics class, but none of us really remember much from that, you know. And it's not to say it's a complete waste of time. I'm not arguing that. I think anytime you get any information going into your brain, it's a good thing. But at the same time, I'm not a biologist, so I really don't need to know a whole lot about biology. And, you know, as far as medicine's concerned, I hire somebody else to take care of that for me. I go to my doctor, and I say, hey, here's what's going on, and I get the doctor to fix me. I don't study medicine to become a doctor just to fix my own problems and then go on to finance in my other job. No, I focus on finance. And this is what I think a lot of people have difficulty with, is focusing on one subject. And I, for one, am very hard-pressed to say this because I also love very many subjects. And it took me a while to pick my degree. My brother's been asking me if I want to go back to my master's, what I want to do. Oh, there's a half a dozen masters I'd love to get. And so it is difficult for me to just pick one subject. But at the same time, I can't be a jack-of-all-trades and still have a successful professional career if I'm only pretty good at everything and not really good at anything. You know what I mean? So, like I said, the reason I go to the doctor is because he spent his life studying medicine. The reason I go to a lawyer is because he spent his life studying law. And I don't want to study all those things. Of course, I can learn the basics of those things, and I think it's imperative that you learn the basics of those things. But when it comes to school, how much of that is really necessary, and how much of that can you pick up later? Anyway, won't get into that now, but just something curious I wanted to mention, because my sister and I, like I said, we talked till about 2:30 in the morning, and then I wasn't really, like, riled up. I wasn't angry or anything like that. My brain just clicked on. You know, I was kind of, like, basically got my second wind. I went from being half asleep to all of a sudden, hey, I'm awake now. And I didn't end up going to bed till after 3:30. But, you know, all in all, it was good. I'm happy. I mean, I'm not too tired right now, and that's what Mountain Dew's for, right? So I'm going to work here and see how long I last, and then we'll go from there and go home and party that way. But anyway, I guess that's it for now. I'll pick up on this later. Peace out.